This is the Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the Attraction Factor and a very warm hello from sunny Phoenix to everyone. I have yet to meet a person who hasn't worried about what another person thinks of them. I used to worry all the time. I grew up worrying about it, went through high school worrying about it. And if I'm being totally honest, there are times when I find myself still briefly in a place of worry. Those times don't come as often, and they certainly don't last nearly as long, but they're there. So this show is dedicated to everyone who has ever worried about what somebody else thinks of them. Because by the end of the show, it's my hope that we can all walk away being able to say, I don't give a flying fig. But before the figs start flying, let's talk briefly about the attraction factor tip of the day. And that tip is, it's all in the attitude. Winston Churchill once said, attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. And what's really cool about attitude is you get to choose it. You get to choose hot or cold, good or bad, positive or negative. It's really all down to you. And so making a deliberate choice about your attitude will impact how you show up and the experiences you're going to have each and every day. So I have to ask you, what attitude are you going to choose today? And now it's time for today's topic. I don't give a flying fig. You know, I have found that one of the major blocks that keeps us from being our most authentic selves and allowing our own internal awesomeness and our own internal gorgeousness to shine through are often outside influences. It's those outside influences that apply pressure, that can make us feel guilty, that can make us feel small, that can try and persuade us to do things that we wouldn't normally feel compelled to do. Maybe because we want to fit in, or maybe because we want to be loved, and to be loved, that means doing things that don't fit us. So when I think of the outside influences that interfere with who I am, some of the following came to mind. Other people, you know, their opinions, their expectations, their own limiting beliefs. Societal messages. If you think about it, you open up a magazine today, and what do you see? You see societal messages, you know, how to be more beautiful, how to gain more wealth. And then, of course, for me, there's those uncomfortable circumstances. Those are just a couple of things that I think of when I think of outside influences. But at this time, I want to ask you to take a moment just to take inventory of your world. Look at the influences in your life and see which, if any, are holding you back. Which, if any, are making you feel small, are making you feel concerned that you might be thought of in less regard. You know, we're about to create some awareness so that you can be empowered to create choices. So I want to encourage you at this time, get out a piece of paper or a journal if you have one, and ask yourself the following questions. In what areas of my life do I feel I'm being held back by outside influences? In what areas of my life do I feel I'm being held back by outside influences? The next question. What are those outside influences? And the last. How are they holding me back? It's really important to create that awareness, because creating that awareness is now going to give you the power to make choices. And speaking of awareness, you know, it's interesting. I'll never forget a time when this amazing aha moment hit me. And it was the aha that just really how stifling worrying about what others think of me could be. And I didn't think about how stifling it was until I was sitting in a coach training class, and we were discussing a concept that was quite foreign to myself and to my fellow colleagues. And the conversation led to all of us being in an absolute frenzy about what others would think of us. And, you know, I had colleagues saying things like, well, what if my clients think I'm crazy? What if my family thinks I've fallen off my rocker? I could never do that. It wouldn't work. People would think I, you know, was just absolutely nuts, or I was absolutely out there. One colleague says, you know, I'll lose clients if I do that. And everybody was just in this state of turmoil around this one concept. And it wasn't, in hindsight, it wasn't a bizarre concept, but it was foreign. It was unknown. And so that created worry, that created concern. And all of a sudden, from came this very calming voice of our faculty leader. And she said, it's none of your business what other people think of you. I have to admit, not only did this cause me to pause, but then after I got over the shock of it all and picked my chin up off the floor, I had my own little internal dialogue going on. And that conversation in my head went something like this. What do you mean it's none of my business? It's always been my business. I have to know what other people think of me. I've always had to know. It's important. And as this internal dialogue was going on in my head, all of a sudden it hit me like a 2x4. For all these years, I've allowed others' perceived thoughts of me to hold me hostage. Thoughts that I've had absolutely no control over. Holy crap! You know, I could be the next Mother Teresa. And regardless of the good deeds, the support rendered to others, someone would probably find fault with what I do or who I am. It's a fact of life. So why on God's green earth was I allowing another person's thoughts to control what I did or who I am? And that was the question that I walked away with. And the simple truth is, the only person that has ever really held me back from doing things or being myself in all situations and in all circumstances has been me. Because I've chosen to fall in prey to the concerns of what other people might think. I've chosen to take on other people's opinions and rank them higher than my own. The bottom line is this. I've always had choice. Always. And I can and get to decide what I choose, whether I choose to fall prey to somebody else's opinion and be held hostage by somebody else's thoughts, which I have absolutely no control over, or whether I choose to value my own opinions and my own thoughts and base my own actions and who I am on that instead of what others think. I have a choice. And guess what? So do you. So I have to ask you, what's it going to take for you to break free from being held hostage by other people's thoughts and opinions? Better yet, what's it going to take for you to be able to say, I don't give a flying fig? Well, I have some ideas that I'd love to share with you. First and foremost, it's going to take a little bit of time, and it's going to take a little bit of patience, as well as the understanding. You're human. You're not heinous. You're not awful. You're not broken. You're human. You're an amazing human being with amazing capabilities, amazing qualities. And when we can forgive ourselves for being held hostage by outside influences, and when we can become okay with who we are, warts and all, the external expectations and fears have less power over us. I mentioned in the opening of the show, you know, I still sometimes worry about what other people think. I catch myself doing it. But those times are fewer and farther between, and they don't last as long. And that is because I'm willing to take a good look at who I am and embrace who I am, warts and all. Second, I think it's really important to recognize that other people's negative criticism really is just their fear of being deemed inadequate turned outward. It's their own insecurities that they're projecting. If we think of it in those terms, we can then begin to realize that there really is no need to fall prey to other people's criticism. Instead, it's important to remember that you're awe-inspiring. So now's the time to embrace whatever it is that's being criticized, own it, and know it's a gift. So if somebody's criticizing you for your quick wit, own it as a gift. If somebody's criticizing you because you wear your heart on your sleeve, own it as a gift. That heart is an amazing gift. And lastly, and I can't stress this enough, it takes awareness. Because as I said, from that awareness, we create the opportunity to create options, potentials, and choices. So it's time now to create awareness. And I want to encourage you to pay close attention to anything that serves as an indicator that you're being held hostage by something, whether that be someone else's thoughts, your own thoughts, societal messages, whatever is holding you back from doing the things that you feel are in your best interest to do, or holding you back from being you. And indicators can be anything like the following. You know, tightness in your chest or your stomach, anxiety, even anger and resentment. You know, a short fuse, a temper. Sometimes emotional eating can be a trigger. Sometimes overspending can be a trigger, as well as gossiping about others. So pay close attention, because it's really important. When you pay close attention, you're aware, you become aware of what's feeding that concern and that worry over what other people think. What's also really important, when you're experiencing something that's holding you back, ask yourself the question, what do I choose right here, right now? Whether you choose to remain in a hostage position or you choose to take some action to break free, always realize you do have a choice. And as I mentioned before, with choice comes personal power. We all, speaking of personal power, we all have it. Every single one of us has personal power, which is absolutely unique to each and every one of us. And I'm not talking about maniacal, egotistical power, but rather that feeling of, I've got this, I'm capable, this is okay, I'm awesome just as I am, I'm confident. That's the type of personal power I'm talking about. Here's the kicker, however. When we fall prey to other people's opinions, their thoughts, their criticisms, or those societal messages, or our own deprecating thoughts, we are essentially handing over our power rather than keeping it to ourselves and for ourselves. And when that happens, we can sometimes begin to feel drained, depleted, or, you know, feel less than, and worse, feel like a victim. You know, and I have to raise my hand and admit that I've landed smack dab in the middle of that dark and stinky dungeon of victimhood. I've landed in it most recently, actually. I allowed someone else's poor behavior and negativity to throw me off, to throw me in a bit of a tizzy. And I gotta tell you, it was quite a tizzy, and it included F-bombs. And during my little visit to the dungeons of victimhood, I remembered, I have a choice. I have a choice as to whether or not I wanted to allow someone else's crap behavior, which I had absolutely no control over, to impact me, or I had a choice to choose not to allow it to impact me. I also came to realize during that time, with the help of some special influences, that the negativity that was making my heart heavy and zapping my power was also leaving me susceptible to getting sucked into drama, to getting sucked into chaos, and to getting sucked into unhealthy bits and pieces of that situation. And I didn't choose to go there. I mean, because let's face it, when we're feeling negative and we're playing that role of victim, we're allowing ourselves to fall to the level of those we wish to disconnect from. We're allowing what they think to have control. And sadly, we further deepen our own connection with that person or that situation rather than pulling away and severing the cords. And I don't know about you, but I think we're all too good to fall prey to the negativity of others to the point of victimhood. Why allow anyone the right to rob us of the opportunity to be and to focus on good? So, in the event that your power, you hand your power over to something or someone else, or you find yourself in that dungeon of victimhood, I'd like to offer you a few ideas and a few tools that you can use to get out of that negative place, to regain your power. In the moment, stop what you're doing and start listing off, either out loud or to yourself, at least 5 positive attributes that you have. Being able to see your own goodness will help you to unplug from somebody else's negativity. The other thing that really helps is to get present by doing something just for 10 minutes that brings you joy. You know, call a loving and supportive friend. Visit YouTube and watch a funny video. Play some upbeat music. Do something that brings you joy. When you're doing something that brings you joy, you're disconnecting from that other person's negative thoughts, negative behavior. You're disconnecting from that negative situation. And here's something that's really simple. Take some deep breaths. Take some deep breaths. When you do that, you're regaining your power. And you're also giving yourself the time and the space not to react to someone else's negative behavior. Or if it helps, create some powerful affirmations that you can use when you're feeling less than powerful, when you are giving a flying fig. You know, for example, I'm strong, powerful, and capable of making great decisions, or I am and will always be more than enough, smart enough, strong enough. Whatever is going to help you to feel powerful. And, you know, just remember, whatever you decide to do to regain and hold on to your power, no one, and I mean absolutely no one, is deserving of your power except you. No one has the right to take it away from you unless you let them. As Eleanor Roosevelt, and this was one of my favorite quotes growing up, once said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." And that's so true. So in order not to give a flying fig, I think it's important that you remember you have your power. And you don't have to give it away to anybody else unless you want to. And what's also important is to watch how you treat you. Watch how you talk to yourself. You know, because really, in all honesty, your mind acts as your mirror. It reflects back to you what you think or say. And if you're saying negative things to yourself, and you're being bombarded by messages that are negative, what's happening is you're impacting yourself negatively. And that impacts how you show up. It also impacts whether or not you fall more susceptible to other people's negative thoughts and negative criticisms and negative opinions. So what you feed your mind is important. You know, I get how damaging the internal dialogue can be. I truly do. You know, and I think there's not another person on this planet who doesn't also get what internal dialogue can do. It weakens your self-esteem, and it does leave you wide open. to other people's opinions and really caring and being held hostage by those opinions. You know, so be careful about what you say to yourself. Now's the time to be kind to you, to watch the things you say, you know, to be your own cake. You know, be your own cake. What I mean by that is feel good about who you are so that when you're paid a compliment, that's the icing. Because when you can be your own cake, you walk taller, you feel better, you make empowering, healthy decisions. You don't give a flying fig what others think. You're bothered less by what they think. You just don't worry nearly as much. So I talked about creating awareness, and this show is about creating that awareness so that you, at the end, you don't, as I said, give a flying fig. And in order to create awareness, I want you to think about some things, should you choose to, of course. For the next 7 days, I'd like to encourage you to monitor your self-talk. Pay really close attention to the things that you do say to yourself. Make a commitment to writing those things down. And then pay attention to the reaction you're having to the things that you're saying to yourself. And write that down as well. Capture it all. Capture the good, the not so good, the really ugly. And then go back over and look at what you've written. And write some ideas of what you will choose to do the next time similar thoughts pop into your head. So, for example, you know, if you're saying to yourself, I'm so fat and ugly, you know, which may make you feel even smaller and more insignificant, think about things that you can focus on that make you feel good. So instead, pick out a feature that you really love. For example, if you love your eyes, my eyes are really pretty and they shine when I smile. And think about the reaction that might have. You know, maybe it does make you smile when you think about how wonderful your eyes are. I just want to encourage you all. You know, not giving a flying fig starts with you. It really, truly does. It goes back again, and I hate to sound like a broken record, it goes back again to choice. And to reiterate, you are never, ever, ever going to be able to control what other people think, ever. You just don't have the power to do that, but you do have the power and the control over what you think, over how you feel, over how you respond, over the actions and the choices that you make. And it is my hope and my wish that you take your power over and that you make those choices that are in your best interest without giving a flying fig about what other people are going to think. Keep practicing it. It's like anything you do, the more you practice it, the more it becomes a part of who you are, the more it becomes a habit. So catch yourself when you say negative things about yourself. Catch yourself when you're concerned about what other people think. When you are in that place of concern, ask yourself, what do I think right now? Switch the focus back on you. It is not egotistical to do that. It's actually really good for you to do something like that, to think about you. Each and every one of you is amazing just as you are. And you deserve to share your amazingness with not just the world, but with yourselves. So now is the time to no longer give a flying fig about what others think about you. As always, if I can be of support anyway, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on Facebook at facebook.com/theattractionfactor. That's all one word, the attraction factor. Or you can reach me via email. That's pam@whatswithinyou.com. Again, that's pam@whatswithinyou.com. And also, you know, if you're trying some of these exercises on for size and you're finding that they're working really well, let me know. I'd love to hear it. I love to hear success stories. I love celebrating. So let's, you know, celebrate together. I want to thank you all so very, very much for being here with me today. And I look forward each week to being with you. And next week I have a special guest coming on the show. So I hope you tune in. I also want to thank my producer, Nate, for helping to bring this show to you today, as well as Brent Carey, the man behind Empower Radio, who has made it his mission to bring positivity to the world through all the shows here on Empower Radio. As always, please keep amping up your attraction factor.